भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भाष्चारिणे. What follows consists of excerpts from the fifth chapter of Sri Brahma Samhita by Lord Brahma. Translations by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Ishwarak Paramak Krishnak Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all, but he has no origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes.
Chintamani pakadasadna sukalpa vriksha lakshavatesha sudabhira vipaliyantam Lakshmi sahasra shata sambrama sevyamanam Govindamari purusham tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, the first progenitor, who is tending cows, yielding all desires in abodes built with spiritual gems, and who is surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune.
Venum kananta madavinda dalaya taksham bharhavatansa masitam buddhasundaranga kandapakotikamaniya visheshishobham govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is adept at playing on his flute, who has eyes like blooming lotus petals, whose head is bedecked with a peacock's feather, who has a figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and whose unique loveliness is charming millions of cupids.
Alo la chanda kala sadvana malya vangshi ratnangadang panayakela kalavalasam shyamang tibanga lalitang niyata prakasham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, around whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers beautified by the moon locket. His two hands are adorned with a flute and jeweled ornaments. He always revels in pastimes of love, and his graceful threefold bending form of Shyama Sundar is eternally manifest.
Angani yassa sakalendriya vrittamanti pashyanti panti kalayanti charanjaganti ananda chinmaya sarunjula vigrahasya govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who eternally sees, maintains, and manifests infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. His transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, and substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in itself the full-fledged functions of all the organs.
Advaita machyutam anadim anantarupam adim purana purusham navayovanam cha Vereshudulabhamadulabhamatma bhakto govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but who is obtainable by pure, unalloyed devotion of the soul. He is one without a second, not subject to decay, and without a beginning. His form is endless. He is the beginning of all, and he is the eternal Purusha. Yet he is a person possessing the beauty of blooming youth.
Pandhastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayo rathapi manaso munipungavana sopyasti yat papadasimya vachintitatve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, only the tips of the toes of whose lotus feet are approached by the yogis, who aspire after the transcendental and betake themselves to pranayama by drilling the respiration, and by the jnanis, who try to search out the non-differentiated Brahman by the process of elimination of the mundane, extending over thousands of millions of years.
Eko pisaudu chayatum jagadanda kotin yak chakterasti jagadanda chayayaranta andantarasta panamana chayantarastam govindamadi purushang tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is an undifferentiated entity, as there is no distinction between the potency and the possessor thereof. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable from him himself. All the universes exist in him, and at the same time he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universes. Such is the primeval Lord whom I adore.
Yad bhava bhava didiho manojastataiva sampraparupa mahimasana yana bhusha suktayameva nagamapatitaistuvanti govindamali purushang tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, in whose praise men who are imbued with devotion sing the mantra suktas contained in the Vedas, thereby gaining their appropriate beauty, greatness, thrones, conveyances, and ornaments.
Ananda chinmayada sarpati bhavidhavi sthavi yaheva nijarupatayakalabhi goloka eva nivasatta kilatma bhuto govindamari purushang tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who, while residing in everyone's heart as the supersoul, also resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic potency of Ladini. Their companions are her confidants, who are extensions of her bodily form and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa.
Premanjanachurita bhaktivalochanena santaksadaivadidiheshuvalokayanti yang shyama sundada machinduguna swarupam govindamadi purushang tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is shyama sundar, Krishna himself, who has inconceivable, innumerable attributes, and whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love.
Rama dimuti shukalani yamena tishtan nana avatara makarod bhuvaneshu kintu krishnak swayang samabhavat paramak pamanyo govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who manifests himself personally as Krishna and also as the many various incarnations in this world in the forms of Rama, Nrsimha, Vamana, etc., who are his subjective portions.
Yasya prabhapa bhavato jagadanda koti koti shasesa vasudhari vibhuti binnam tad brahma nishkalam anandam ashesa bhutam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes.
Maya hi yasya jagadanna shatani sute tragunyatan vishaya veda vitayamana sattvavalambi pada sattva vishuddha sattvam govindamadi purushang tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is the absolute substantive principle, being the ultimate entity in the form of the support of all existence. His external potency embodies the threefold mundane qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance, and he diffuses the Vedic knowledge regarding the mundane world.
Ananda chinna yada satmata yama naksu yak prani nang patipalan smadatama pecha Lilahitina bhavanani jayatya jasam govindamari purusham tamaham vijami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his pastimes. For he is reflected in the minds of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever-blissful cognitive rasa.
Goloka namni nijadhamni talecha tasya devi mahesha hadidama suteshu teshu te te prabhava nichayavihitascha yena govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of the three graded realms, namely Devidam, the mundane world, Maheshdam, the abode of Shiva, and above that, Haridam, the abode of Hari. And above them all is Krishna's own realm, Goloka.
Srishtishchati palaya sadhana shaktire kachayeva yasya bhuvanani babati durga Ichchano rupam apyasya chacheshchate sa govindamadi purusham dhamaham bhajami.
The external potency, Maya, who is of the nature of the shadow of the chit potency of Krishna, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself.
Chiram yata dadivakada vishesha yogat sanjayate na tutatok patagosti heto yaksham bhutam pitatasam baitika yad govindamadi purusham tamaham vijami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, just as milk changes into yogurt when mixed with a yogurt culture, but is actually constitutionally nothing but milk, so Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, assumes the form of Lord Shiva for the special purpose of material transactions.
Dipachare vihidashantanam abmyupetya dipayate vivitahetu samana dharma yastadrage vihicha vishnudaya vibhati govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
When the flame of one candle is expanded to another candle and placed in a different position, it burns separately, and its illumination is as powerful as the original candles. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, expands himself in different Vishnu forms, who are all as luminous, powerful, and opulent as he. Let me worship that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda.
Yakkaranana vajale bhajatisma yoga nidramananda jagadanda saroma kuhupa adhada shaktim avalambya param swamurtim govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who assumes his own great subjective form, which bears the name Shesha. Replete with the all-accommodating potency, and reposing in the causal ocean with the infinity of the worlds in the pores of his hair, he enjoys creative sleep, yoga nidra.
Yasyaika nishyatita kalamatavalam yad jivandiloma vilajajagadannanatha Vishnu mahansahiya yasya kalavishesho govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
Lord Brahma and the other lords of the mundane worlds, appearing from the pores of the hair of Mahavishnu, remain alive as long as the duration of one exhalation of Mahavishnu's breath. I adore the primeval Lord, Govinda, of whose subjective personality Mahavishnu is the portion of a plenary portion.
Bhasvan yatasma sakaleshu nijesu tejak sviyam kriyat pakatayat apitadvaratra Brahmaya esha jagadanda vadhana karta govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. As the sun manifests its brilliance in a gem, so the original personality of Godhead, Govinda, manifests his special power in a pious living entity, who becomes Lord Brahma and manages the affairs of the universe.
Yat pada pallava yugam vinadhaya kumbha dhundre pranama samaye saganadi raja vignan vahanta malamasya jagatriyasya govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose lotus feet are always held by Ganesh upon the pair of tumuli protruding from his elephant head, so that he may obtain the power for his function of destroying all the obstacles on the path of progress of the three worlds.
Agni mahiga ganamambu madundishascha kalastatata manasita jagatriyani yasman bhavandi vibhavandi vishanti yancha govindamadi purushan tamaham vajami.
The three worlds are composed of the nine elements: fire, earth, ether, water, air, direction, time, soul, and mind. I adore the primeval Lord, Govinda, from whom they originate, in whom they exist, and into whom they enter at the time of the universal cataclysm.
Yachakshuresa savitasakalagrahanam rajasamustu sudamutadasheshateja yasyagya brahmati sambitakala chakro govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
The sun, who is the king of all the planets, full of infinite effulgence and the image of the good soul, is the eye of this world. I adore the primeval Lord, Govinda, in pursuance of whose order the sun performs his journey, mounting the wheel of time.
Dharmota papa nicha yakshuta yasta pangsi brahmadikita patagavada yasta jiva yadatta mata vibhavarpakatanpa bhava govindamadi purushan tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, by whose conferred power are maintained the manifested potencies found to exist in all virtues, in the Vedas, in the penances, and in all jivas from Brahma down to the meanest insect.
Yaschinda gopa matavendra mahosva karma bhandana rupa palabhajana mata nahoti karmani nirdahati kinducha bhakti bhajam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the original personality of Godhead, Govinda, who regulates the sufferings and enjoyments of fruitive activities for everyone, from the heavenly king Indra down to the smallest insect, the Indra Gopa. That very personality of Godhead destroys the fruitive karma of one engaged in devotional service.
Yang krodha kama sahajarpana yadi bhiti vatsalya moha guru godava sevya bhavai sanchintitasya sadrishim tanamaparete govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Those who meditate upon him under the sway of wrath, amorous passion, natural friendly love, fear, parental affection, delusion, reverence, and willing service attain to bodily forms befitting the nature of their contemplation.
Shriya kanta kanta ka padama padusha kalpa tarava dhrma bhumi shchinta managana mahito imamritam kata ganang natyang gamanama pibangshi priyasaki chudanandang jyoti padama pitadasva dhrma picha sayatra kshirabdi savadisada bimjascha sumahan nimesha dakyo va bhajati nihiyatra pisamayok bhajeshvetan vipam tamahami hogo lokamityam vidantaste santak chiti vadadachara katipaye.
I worship that transcendental realm known as Shvetadvip, where, as loving consorts, the Lakshmis, in their unalloyed spiritual essence, practice the amorous service of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, as their only lover. Where every tree is a transcendental purpose tree, where the soil is made of purpose gems, where water is nectar, every word a song, and every gate a dance. Where the flute is the favorite attendant, where effulgence is full of transcendental bliss. Where their supreme spiritual entities are all enjoyable and tasty. Where numberless milk cows always emit transcendental oceans of milk, and where there is eternal existence of transcendental time, which is ever-present and without past or future, and hence which is not subject to the quality of passing away even for the duration of half a moment. That realm is known as Goloka to only a very few self-realized souls in this world.
Ato vacha mahavishnu bhagavantam prajapati brahman mahatta vijnani prajasarge chachinmati panchasloki mimam vidyam vatsya dattam nivorame.
Upon hearing these hymns containing the essence of truth, the Supreme Lord Krishna said to Brahma, O Brahma, if you experience the inclination to create offspring by being endowed with the real knowledge of the glory of God, then listen, my beloved, to this science set forth in the following five verses.
Prabhudhe jnana bhakti bhyam atmanyananda chinmahi udetyanutama bhakti bhagavat prema lakshanam
When the pure spiritual experience is excited by means of cognition and service, super-excellent unalloyed devotion, characterized by love of God, is awakened toward Krishna, the beloved of all souls. The highest devotion is attained by slow degrees, by the method of constant endeavor for self-realization with the help of scriptural evidence, theistic conduct, and perseverance in practice.
Yasya shriyaskadam nasti yayanirvitam apnuyat yasadiyati mameva bhaktim tameva sadiyat dharmananyan padityajya mamekang bhajavishwasan yadrishi yadrishi shraddha siddhir bhavati tadrishi kovannarantaram karma lokoyam manuvartati tenaiva karmana dhyayan mam param bhaktimichyati.
Abandoning all meritorious performances, serve me with faith. Your realization will correspond to the nature of your faith. The people of the world act ceaselessly in pursuance of some ideal. By meditating upon me by means of those deeds, one will obtain devotion characterized by love in the shape of the supreme service.
Aham vishvasya chadacharasya bijam pradhanam prakatipamangstra maya hitam tej idam bibarshi vide videhi tamato jaganti.
Listen, O Vidhi. I am the seed, the fundamental principle of this world of animate and inanimate objects. I am pranam, the substance of matter. I am prakriti, material cause. And I am the purusha, the efficient cause. This fiery energy that belongs especially to Brahman and that inheres in you has also been conferred by me. It is by bearing this fiery energy that you regulate this phenomenal world of animate and inanimate objects. What follows consists of excerpts from the Sri Krishna Karanamrita by Srila Bilvamangal Thakur. Translations by Dravidadas, except where otherwise noted.
Chintamani jayati somagarir guru me shiksha gurushcha bhagavan shikipincha mauli yat para kalpataru pallava shekareshu lila swayam vararasam labadhe jayashri.
All glories to Chintamani and to my initiating spiritual master Somagiri. All glories to my instructing spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who wears peacock feathers in his crown. Under the shade of his lotus feet, which are like desire trees, Srimati Radharani enjoys the transcendental mellow of an eternal consort. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Asti swastadunikarag vigalat kalpa prasuna prutam vastu prastudvenu nadalahari nirvana nirvyakulam srasta srasta narudhani vivilasad gobi sahasravratam hastam yastanatapavag makilodaram kishorakuti.
There is an entity who has the appearance of an adolescent boy and who is being inundated with desire tree flowers falling from the fingertips of the damsels of heaven. That boy is completely carefree, situated in transcendental beatitude, as he sends forth waves of sound from his famed flute. He is encircled by thousands of effulgent milkmaids who are feeling extreme pleasure at hearing the sound of that flute. That adolescent boy, the pinnacle of munificence, places liberation from birth and death into the hands of his surrendered devotees. Barhotang Savalasakuntala Balam Madhuya Mugnananam Promilandavayovanam Pavilasandenu Pranadam Ritam Api Nastanakudnalavidabito Gopi Miraraditam Jyotish Chetasi Nashtakastra Jagatam Ekabiram Adbutam. Let the effulgence personified, Krishna, shine within our hearts. He is wearing a bright peacock plume on his head. His face is steeped in sweet beauty. Wearing a bright peacock plume on his head. His face is steeped in sweet beauty. His fresh youthfulness is bursting forth, and his flute is pouring out murmuring, nectarous sounds of rapture. On all sides, the milkmaids of Braja worship him in adoration. Indeed, he is, amazingly, the only enjoyer and the only source of enjoyment in the entire universe. Madhudatadasmitam mitavamugnamokambudoham madishikipinchalanchitamanogakachaprachayam vishayavishamasagvasanigudnunichetasime vipalavalochanam kimapidhamachakastuchidam. Shri Krishna's eyes are long like petals of a blooming lotus, and his very charming lotus-like face is made all the more charming by his extremely beautiful and sweet nectarous smiles. His profuse curling locks look delightful with their decoration of a proud peacock's tail feather. Let him, the embodiment of all effulgence, forever shine within my heart, which is greedy for the poisonous meat of sense objects. Mukalayamana nayanam vajang vibho murali nanada makadanda nirbhadam mukadayamana mudaganda mandalam mukapankajam manasi me vijimbitam. May the lotus of my Lord's face blossom within the lake of my mind. The eyes of that face resemble lotus buds being half closed, and the delicate, mirror-like orbs of its cheeks are puffed with the nectarous honey of the flute sound. Akamani yakashoda mugna morte kalavenu kunitad vitadanindo mamava chivitimbatam murare mododimnak kane kapi kapi kapi. Let my words express even a tiny particle of a particle of a particle of the luscious beauty of Murari, whose artless adolescent figure enraptures me, and whose moon face is worshipped by the soft melodies of his flute. Vallavananapani pankajasangive naravakulam Vullapatalapatali padivadipada sororuham Ullasan nararadhara jutimanjari sarasananam Vallavi kuchakumbukumkumapankilam babamashriye Vallavananapani pankajasangive naravakulam Vullapatalapatali padivadipada sororuham Ullasan nararadhara jutimanjari sarasananam Vallavi kuchakumbukumkumapankilam. I take shelter of Lord Krishna, who becomes agitated with passion when he hears the sound of his own flute, held in his lotus hands, which resemble newly sprouted reddish twigs. His lotus feet reproachfully blossom the potali flowers with their beauty, and his amiable face sends forth blossoms of brilliance from his delightfully sweet lips. Apangareka bidabhangurabi, anangareka rasadanjitabi, anukshanam vallabasundari bhir, abhyachamanam vibhamashrayamo. I take shelter of my Lord, Krishna, whom the beautiful milkmaids worship at every moment, with unbroken sidelong glances from eyes tinged red with passion.
Maninu paravachalam bhunde tachadanang vibho lalitani yadiyani lakshmani vajavitishu.
I bow down to the feet of Lord Krishna, whose jeweled anklets tinkle and whose footprints decorate the paths of Braja.
Dililaspadabhyam kamala vipanaviti garvasavankashabhyam and pranamadabhyadana praudigadavritabhyam kamipi bahuduchetok krishna padambujabhyam.
Let my mind attain some inexpressible beatific bliss from thinking of Krishna's lotus feet, which are the home of the eternal pastimes of the most beautiful maidens in all the worlds, which destroy the pride of whole clusters of lotuses, and which are highly esteemed for their great eagerness in providing safety for the Lord's humble devotees.
Pranayapananitabhyam, Shibaralam Vanabhyam, Pratibadalalitabhyam, Pratyahanutanabhyam, Pratamohadadikabhyam, Praspulalochanabhyam, Prabhahatu Vidyinak, Prananatak Kishora.
May the Lord of our life, that young boy Krishna, shine incessantly within our hearts. His eyes, full of love for Radha, are the abode of infinite beauty. Every day they appear newer and newer. At every step they increase their charm and elegance, and at every moment they sparkle more and more brilliantly.
Madhuryavadadimadambutadangabangi shingadasankulitashitakishoravesham Amandahasalalitananachandrabimbam Anandasamplavamanuplavatammanome.
May my mind float along in the flood of bliss emanating from Krishna's moon-like face, made charming by a very mild smile. Krishna has the appearance of a young boy, and beautified by the waves of his passionate ecstasy breaking in the ocean of sweetness, he soothes all distress.
Avyajamandalamukambhajamugnabhavar Asvadyamananijavenavanodanadham Akriditam adunapadasadoruhabhyam Adrimadiyavidyebhumanadramoja.
Let the force of the flood of bliss emanating from Krishna's face, which saturates the whole universe, play within my heart, which is already saturated by contact with Krishna's lotus feet, by the display of charming, artless emotions on his open, lovely lotus face, and by the melody of his flute, which is relished by Radha.
Mama chetasi spudato vallavi vibho maninu parapana himanjusinjatam Kamalavane chalakalinda kannika kalahamsa kandakala kujitadritam Mama chetasi spudato vallavi vibho maninu parapana himanjusinjatam Kamalavane chalakalinda kannika kalahamsa kandakala kujitadritam.
May the sweet jingling of the jeweled anklets of Krishna, the master of the milkmaids, be manifest in my mind. Radharani's white swans swimming in the lotus-filled ponds of the Yamuna accord that sweet jingling a warm welcome with the melodious warbling from their throats.
Stoka stoka naradhyamana mudala prasandhi mandasmitam premodvedana nagula prasamada pravyakta romodgamam Shrotam shrotam anoharam vadavadu lila mito jalpitam mitya swapam apasmahi bhagavata kridani miladrisha.
We worship Lord Krishna, who is mischievously keeping his eyes closed, pretending to sleep, in order to hear the milkmaid's playful talks, which are so pleasing to the ear and the mind. Though Krishna is trying to restrain himself, a gentle smile trickles from his lips drop by drop, and he cannot check the rising tide of love which causes the hair on his body to begin standing on end.
Sadham samriddhair hamitayamanair atayamanair muralinanadhai mudha bishiktam madodakutinam balankadanam avalokayishye.
When, oh when, shall I see that young boy Krishna, the unchallenged king of those who are exquisitely beautiful? And when shall I experience along with that vision the flooding nectar of his flute's sound, endowed with the topmost musical embellishments?
Shishadi kudate kudanonok shikipitcha badanok shisho drisho yugalang vigalang madudrava smitamundra mudunamo kinduna Shishadi kudate kudanonok shikipitcha badanok shisho drisho yugalang vigalang madudrava smitamundra mudunamo kinduna.
When will that child, Krishna, adorned with peacock plumes, soothe and cool our eyes with a vision of his moon-like face, imbued with gentleness by the trickling honey of his tender smiles?
Karunyaka vadakatakshana rikshanena tarunya sangvalita shaisava vaibhavena apushnata bhuvanamadun bhudavibhamena shri krishna chanda shishadi kudalochanam me.
O moon-like Krishna, please soothe and cool my eyes with your sidelong glances tinged with mercy, with the magnificence of your childhood touched by youth, and with your wondrous playfulness which nourishes the whole universe.
Kadava kalindi kuvalaya dalashyamatalala kataksha lakshanti kimadikaduna vichinichita kadava kandarpo patibata chita chandishada kamapyantastosha dadati mulali kelinada.
When will Krishna cast upon me his sidelong glances, which are as dark blue as the blue lotuses growing in the Yamuna and tremulous with waves of mercy? And when will my heart find ineffable joy in the playful notes of his flute, which are more cooling than the moon held on the head of Shiva?
Mahiprasadam hododai katakshay bangshi nanada nuchadaya videhi vahi prasanne kimeha parayanas vaya prasanne kimeha parayana.
O Lord, please show me your mercy by casting upon me your charming sidelong glances, moving to the accompaniment of your flute song. If I have your blessings, what use are others? And if I'm without your blessings, what use are others?
Nabadhamodanjaladeshayachi, nirandadanyo natimuktakanta, dayanade devabhavatkataksha dakshinyaleshe nisakrinashincha.
I fix my folded palms upon my head, and given voice by my increasing, ceaseless, pitiable misery, pray, O Lord, O ocean of mercy, please anoint me just once with a drop of kindness from your sidelong glance.
Pichavatam savachino chitakesha pashi pinastani nayana pongacha pujani chandaravinda vijayo chitabhakta bimbe chapal yamita nayanam tabashashavena.
O Lord, our eyes have become restless to see your childlike form with its clustered locks delightfully adorned with a peacock feather. That form, which is worshipped by the milkmaid's lotus eyes, possesses a face that has begun defeating the beauty of the moon and the lotus. O Krishna, your verbal duels with the impassioned, vivacious milkmaids exhilarate the hearts of the fortunate. These talks are filled with the nectar of the exchanges of love, rendered very pleasant by waves of witty meanings, imbued with your natural boyishness, and punctuated by the movements of your wide, dancing eyes.
Punak pasannendu mukhena tejasa budovatirnasya kripa mahambudhi tadeva lila murali ravamritam samadhi vignaya kadanu me bhave.
Oh, when will Krishna, the great ocean of mercy, appear before me again with his spotless, effulgent moon face? And when will the nectarous sound of his flute, expressive of his pastimes, remove my great disease?
Yavanname nadadasha dasami kutopi randradupaiti tamari kata sarvam bhava lavanne keli sadanam tavatavari va lakshyasamut patina venu mukindu bimba.
Till the tenth stage of man, death comes upon me through some physical defect, enveloping me in total darkness, let me ever see the orb of your moon face, which is the abode of both the pastimes of beauty and your high-sounding flute.
Hey Deva, hey Dayada, hey Bhavanaika Bandho, hey Krishna, hey Chapala, hey Kadunaika Sindho, hey Nata, hey Ramana, hey Nayana Viramo, ha ha Kadana Bhavata Sibadan Vishome. Hey Deva, hey Dayada, hey Bhavanaika Bandho, hey Krishna, hey Chapala, hey Kadunaika Sindho, hey Nata, hey Ramana, hey Nayana Viramo, ha ha Kadana Bhavata Sibadan Vishome.
O my Lord, O dearest one, O only friend of the universe, O Krishna, O restless one, O only ocean of mercy, O my Lord, O my enjoyer, O beloved to my eyes, alas, when will you again be visible to me? Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Amunya dhanyani dinantarani haditvadalokanamantarena anata bandho kadonaika sindho ahahanta katang niyami.
O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Friend of the Helpless, you are the only ocean of mercy. Because I have not met you, my inauspicious days and nights have become unbearable. I do not know how I shall pass the time. Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Ashanta smita madonada nadaroshtam Harshadra jidina manoga venugitam Vibramya dupalavalochana dhamugdham Vikshisye tavavadanambujam kadano.
O Krishna, when oh when shall I see your lotus face with its deep red lips, its constant smiling, its very charming flute song saturated with jubilation, and its delightful half-closed eyes that sometimes open very wide and wander here and there?
Lilahitabhyam vasashitalabhyam niladunabhyam nayanambujabhyam alokaye dadbhuta vibramabhyam kale kadakadunikakishoro.
When will the time come when that merciful boy Krishna will look upon me with his playful lotus eyes, which are soothing and cooling with loving emotion, reddish at the corners and dark bluish at the irises, and wonderfully rolling and dancing?
Bohola chikadabharam badnapichavatam sam chapala chapala netam charabimhadaroshtam modadamudalahasam mandarodhadalilam bhagayati nayanam me mugdavesham murari.
My eyes search for that enchantingly adorned one, Murari, whose thick locks bear a peacock plume and whose gaze darts here and there very quickly. His lovely lips are red like bimba fruit, and with his sweet, gentle laughter, he seems to be churning the ocean of my heart with Mount Mandara.
Bahula jadadachaya choram vilasa balalasam madashikishikali lotam sam manogi mokambujam kamapi kamala pango dangra pasang jagam jagan madadimapadi pako dekam vayam rgayamahi.
We are searching for that person who has stolen the effulgence of thick clouds, who has grown a bit languid from playing so much, who wears a crest made from the playful feathers of an impassioned peacock, whose lotus face is so fascinating, who has become stunned by long and close contact with the upward pointing sidelong glances of Srimati Radharani, and who is the very overabundance of perfection of all the sweet beauty in the universe.
Vadam rishyam dure patipati muni nam vajavadhu Vishadrishyam shashwatribavanamanohadi vadanam Anam rishyam vacha muni samudayanam apikada Dadi drishye devam daladalitani lord paladuchim.
When shall I see to my heart's content my Lord Krishna, for whom the sages must always search further along the path, but whose face, which enchants all the three worlds, is always visible to the eyes of the milkmaids of Braja? When shall I see him whose luster resembles a slightly open blue lotus bud, and who is always beyond the reach of the words of the great sages?
Ahamakadakadanikadamadamadalakshmi sadasadasahasirahasadashidashidevi vadiyupadidadikalahavijahinijalila madamudadabadanashashimalanimaniliye.
I am absorbed in contemplating my Lord, whose eyes resemble luscious lotuses gently developing their beauty under the rays of the sun, and whose moon face is full of beauty, being exhilarated with delight at his having defeated the milkmaids in the lovers' quarrels. I am lost in thoughts of my Lord, who is a deep lake of nectar trickling forth as the very melodious warbling of his flute, which he holds with his lotus petal-like fingers. I am absorbed in thoughts of the sweetness of his ruby-red lips, which bear a constant series of tender laughs filled with an abundance of his innate loving mellows.
Anam namasitam bhuvoda pachitamakshina pakshmankare svalolam mododagino nayanayoradhram dojalpite aptam namadaramrite madakalamam lanavamshi svane shashaste mamalochanam vadashashomutim jaganmohinim.
My eyes desire to see the form of the young child of Braja, who enchants the whole universe. His dark eyebrows are curved, his blossoming eyelashes quite thick, his rolling eyes full of passion, and his gentle speech saturated with feeling. His nectarous lips are very red, and he sounds low, clear, soft notes on his flute.
Tatkaisodam Tatchabakravindam Tatkadunyam Techali Lakataksha Tatsandaryam Sachamundasmitashi Satyam Satyam Dolabham Daivatepi.
Truly, truly, even among the demigods it would be hard to find such beauty, such sweet adolescence, such a lotus face, such tender compassion, such playful sidelong glances, or such lovely mild smiling as we find in Krishna.
Vishopaplavashamanaikabandhadiksham Vishvasastabakitachetasamjananam Pashyama patinavakantikandaladram Pashyama patipatishaisavam morari.
On every path we see the childlike form of Murari, whose one fixed vow is to relieve all the afflictions of the people whose hearts are blossoming with faith in him. His soft, bright, bluish cheeks glow with ever new effulgence.
Madada madada bimbe mandulam mandahasi Shishanamamatanadi sheetalam drishtipati Vipala madana netri vishutam venunadi Madakatamani neelam balamalokayenu.
Oh, that I may see that young boy who has a complexion as deep blue as a sapphire, sweet lips like bimba fruit, charming mild smiling, soothing nectarous words, cooling glances, and large dawn-red eyes, and who is famous for his flute song.
Vakshastalecha vipalanghayanotpalecha Mandasmitecha mudalam madajalpitecha Bimbadarecha madadam madaliravecha Balambalasanidamakalayekadanu.
Oh, when shall I see that young boy Krishna, who is an ocean of jubilation and a treasury of playfulness? Broad are his lotus eyes and his chest, mild are his gentle smiles and his loving talks, sweet are his cherry red lips and his flute song.
Adravalokadadapadinandhanitram Avishkritasmidasudamadadadarushtam Adyampumangsamabatangsidabarhibarham Malokayantikritinak kutapunyapunja.
The fortunate who have heaped up pious merit can see Krishna, the original person, who brings their eyes under control with his extremely tender glances, whose lips are sweet with the nectar of his open smile, and who has adorned his head with a peacock feather.
Balo yamalo lavalochanena Vaktrena chitri kutadinhukena Veshena gosho chitabushanena Mugdhena dugde nayanotsavana.
This boy Krishna, with his dancing eyes, his face beautifying all directions, and his charming outfit just suitable for a cowherd, has extracted the milk of joy for our eyes.
Andolitaga bujamakula lola netram Mandasmitadra vadanam bujachandra bimbam Shinjana bhushana shatam shikipicha mauli Shitam balochana vasayana mamhyupaiti.
He comes before us, the cooling balm for our eyes, wearing many tinkling ornaments on his body and a peacock feather on his head. His forearms are swinging, his eyes move restlessly with the agitation of love, and the moon of his lotus face displays a tender, gentle smile.
And Pashupala Bala Parishadnabushino, and Shishadesh Shita Lavalola Lochino, and Middalas Mitadra Vadanindu Sambada, Madiyan Madi Vidyung Vagahati.
This child Krishna, who is the ornament for the intimate community of cowherd boys and girls, whose lively glances are so soothing, and whose moon face has a wealth of soft, tender smiles, gladdens my heart and enters deep within it.
Mudada mudada vakta chanda bimbam mukadita vena valasi jivatam me tadidama panatam tamala nilam tadalava lochana taraka viramam mudada mudada vakta chanda bimbam mukadita vena valasi jivatam me.
This person approaching me is dark bluish like a tamal tree. His charming eyes, which resemble stars, move restlessly. The shining orb of his moon face is overflowing with delight, and he sportively begins sounding his flute. He is my very life.
Chapal yasima chapala nabavaikasimo Chatu yasima chatara nanashilpasimo Saurab yasima sakala dutakelisimo Saubhag yasima tadidham vajabhag yasimo.
Here is that Krishna, my very life. He is the acme of fickleness, the one ultimate end of the existence of the fickle-minded milkmaids, the epitome of cleverness, the extreme perfection of the artistic skill of four-faced Brahma, the limit of good fragrance, the utmost embodiment of all sorts of astounding pastimes, the culmination of good fortune, and the zenith of auspiciousness for Braja.
Soyam vilasa mulalina dadam hitena, sinchan nudanchita midam mamakarna yugmam, ayati mena yana bandho dananya bandho, ananda kandalita kelika taksha lakshmi.
Here comes my very life, Krishna. The beauty of his playful sidelong glances overflows with bliss, and he sprinkles my two perked-up ears with the nectar of his sportive flute songs. He is the only friend for my eyes.
Chubhavanasadasabhyam divyalilakulabhyam dishidishitalalabhyam deeptibhushadarabhyam ashadavashadanabhyam madhutabhyam padabhyam ayamayamanukujad abhinudayati deva.
This is he, my Lord Krishna, playing on his flute. He possesses two wondrous feet, which are the shelter for the shelterless, which glow with the brilliance of many ornaments, which move this way and that, which are abundant with divine pastimes, and which fill the three worlds with the mellows of love.
Soyam munindra janamana satapahadi, soyam madavajavadhuvasanapahadi, soyam tritiya bhuvanesha darpahadi, soyam madiya vidyamburuhapahadi.
This is he who removed the burning distresses of great sages. This is he who stole the clothes of the impassioned wives of the cowherd men of Braja. This is he who curbed the pride of Indra, lord of the heavenly realm. This is he who has stolen the lotus of my heart.
Kado shadadi jambuja kamavalasa shiksha guru pado vibhada padapa patamapallavo langino jisho dalita durmada jubhavano pamanasriyo vilokaya valochanam vitamaho mahakshaisavam.
Behold this nectar for the eyes, the luster of this young boy, Krishna. His hands teach graceful gestures to the autumnal lotus. His feet excel freshly grown desire tree sprouts in tenderness. And the beauty of his eyes destroys the pride of all comparable things.
Taduchitayovanam, talalashaisavalankritam, madachodatalochanam, madanamugdahasanritam, patikshanavilovanam, paniyapita vangshi mukam, jagatthayavimohanam, jayati mamakam jivatam.
All glories to Krishna, my very life, and the enchanter of the three worlds. His new blooming youth is adorned with the last flickering of childhood. His eyes flashing with delight, he bewilders Cupid with the nectar of his smile. His beauty beguiles at every moment, and out of love he drinks from the mouth of his flute.
Chitram tade chadanaravindam, chitram tade tanayanaravindam, chitram tade tad vadanaravindam, chitram tade tad vapadasa chitram.
How wondrous are these lotus feet of that Lord Krishna! How wondrous these lotus eyes! How wondrous this lotus face! Oh, how wondrous, wondrous is this body!
Madodam madodam babadasivibo, madodam madodam vadanam madodam, madugandhi madusmitametadaho, madodam 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 madodam. Madodam madodam babadasivibo, madodam madodam vadanam madodam, madugandhi madusmitametadaho, madodam 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 madodam.
The transcendental body of Krishna is very sweet, and his face is even sweeter than his body. But the soft smile on his face, which is like the fragrance of honey, is sweeter still. Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Nadyapi pashidikadapi nadarshanayo chitte tithopanishadam sudisham sahasram sattam chidam nayanayo nanayopadavyam swamin kaya nukripaya mama sannidatse.
O Lord, even to this very day, thousands of Upanishadic sages have not seen you with their eyes or in their hearts. So by what great mercy of yours have you come within the range of my distressed vision for so long?
Akandanivanarasapravahar vakanditasheshavasantarani ayantitodvandasudarnavani jayantishitanitavasvitani.
All glories to your cooling smiles, which are an overflowing ocean of nectar destroying all other joys with unbroken streams of the elixir of bliss.
Kamam santu sahasusha katipaye sarasya daurayika kamam bakamanihita padimalasvarajabadna vrita naivayvam vividamahi nachvayam deva priyam rumahi yat satyam ramanihita padinatistvayeva param gata.
Let there be thousands of men who possess relishable beauty, and let there be thousands of men who are steady in the glory of the fragrance of attractiveness. We shall neither quarrel with them nor speak well of them. But the truth, O Lord, is that in you the perfection of attractive beauty has reached its limit.
Bhuvanam bhavanam valasani shri stanayastam adasasanak smarascha padichada padam parasurindras tadapitachaditam vibho vichitram.
O Lord, although the entire universe is your abode, Lakshmi is your consort, Lord Brahma and Pradyumna are your sons, and the chiefs of the demigods are your attendants, still, your pastimes here in Braja are most wonderful.
Devastriloki saubhagya kasturi tilakankurak jiya vijangananunga keli lalita vibramo.
All glories to Krishna, the most beneficent in all the three worlds, whose forehead is marked with musk tilak, and whose love and joy are increased by the love sports of Braja's milkmaids.
Brahmadanchame kamadanchame vedanchame vaibhavanchame jivananchame jivatanchame daivatanchame devanaparam.
O Lord, you and you alone are my worshipful deity, giver of love, fulfiller of desire. You alone are my knowledge, my power and wealth, my vital force and my very life.
Madhuryena vivardhantam vacho nastava vaibhave chapalyena vijimbantam chinta nastava shaishave.
O Lord, let our words be empowered to sweetly describe your beauty, and let our thoughts swell with eagerness when dwelling in your childhood.
Yani tacharitamitani rasanali yani danyatmanam yeva shaishava chapala vitikadaradhavarono muka. Yava babata vinugita gatayoli lamu kamboruhe dara bahika yava huntu vidhi tanye vatanye vame.
Let there ever flow in my heart the nectarous pastimes tasted by the tongues of blessed fortunate souls, your mischievous childhood pranks, such as laying in wait to obstruct Radha, and the sportive gestures of your lotus face inspired by your rippling flute song.
Bhakti stahishti ratada bhagavan nidisyad dhaivena nakpalati divhikishoda murti mukti soyam mukulitanjali sevatesman dharmata kama gata yaksamaya patiksha.
O Lord, if I am engaged in firm devotional service to you, then I can very easily perceive your divine youthful form. And as far as liberation is concerned, she stands at my door with folded hands, waiting to serve me. And all material conveniences of religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification stand with her.
Jaya 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 Deva 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 Chubhavana Mangala Divya Nama Deha Jaya 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 Deva Krishna Deva Shavana Mano Naya Nama Tavatara Jaya 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 Deva 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 Chubhavana Mangala Divya Nama Deha Jaya 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 Deva Krishna Deva Shavana Mano Naya Nama Tavatara.
All glories, all glories to you, O Lord, whose holy name is auspicious for all three worlds. All glories, all glories, all glories to you, Lord Krishna. You are the incarnation, who are nectar for the ear, mind, and eyes.
Anugrahadriganabhashala lochanai anusmananvidamunaliravamhutai yato hitak pasadati meva lochanam tatastatak pudatudavaiva vaibhavam.
O Krishna, always remembering the nectarous, low, soft sounds of your flute, as well as your eyes, doubly expanded with mercy, I pray that wherever my sight shall wander, you will always manifest your beauty, sweetness, and opulence before me.
From Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Text 306, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to hear the book Krishna Karanamrita, and with great eagerness he had it copied and took it with him. There is no comparison to Krishna Karanamrita within the three worlds. By studying this book, one is elevated to the knowledge of pure devotional service to Krishna. One who constantly reads Krishna Karanamrita can fully understand the beauty and melodious taste of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. The Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karanamrita were two books that Lord Chaitanya considered to be most valuable jewels. Therefore, he took them with him on his return trip to Jagannath Puri.